Now, last week we brought you the story of Mary Gorman, the 57-year-old woman who suffers from a rare blood disease, paroxysmal nocturnal hemoglobinuria, or PNH as we're going to call it now. There is a drug available to treat the disease, but the HSE says it cannot fund treatment for Mary, or indeed for six other sufferers in the country. After that broadcast, two of those patients or sufferers got in touch with us. One of them, a 15-year-old schoolgirl from County Donegal, and Valerie Cox has been to talk to them. Valerie.
Well now, Sean, as we heard last week, the problem for the HSE is the cost of this drug. It's 437,000 per patient per year. And there are a further 10 patients in the country who are actually getting the drug already, but the HSE says they are part of a pilot project. Now, without the drug, the prognosis for these people is very bleak. I went to Ardara in County Donegal, where I met the McGill family. And 15-year-old Maeve has been diagnosed with PNH. She's actually been suffering from it, Sean, since she was 13 years old, the youngest patient ever identified with PNH in Ireland or the UK. And her consultant in Crumlin Children's Hospital has prescribed the drug for her, but the HSE has refused to pay for it. Now, this family is in a desperate situation, and they're presently thinking about actually selling up and moving to the UK to get the drug for Maeve. And her mother, Teresa, told me about the moment they realised something was wrong with Maeve when she was competing in a local fair.
My daughter Maeve was taking part in a fete in Donegal town, and when she came down off the stage, her eyes were totally turned yellow. So I panicked and I thought, I better bring you to the doctor, because I thought liver straight away. I brought her to the doctor and they came up, they sent her to Letterkenny Hospital, where they took blood tests. After a few months, they put it down to being Gilbert syndrome. So then Letterkenny Hospital sent her to Crumlin, where she was seen by the haematologist, Karina McMahon. She diagnosed her a year later with PNH.
What was your reaction to that?
My big worry was that she had cancer or something jaundice. You always think of liver. But I was relieved that she got a diagnosis.
So, Valerie, at least they found out initially what the story was. You met Maeve herself?
I did, and she's a lovely, bright schoolgirl whose life is now totally controlled by the disease. This is how it affects her.
Being on warfarin, because I'm prone to clotting, I'm not allowed to play any contact sports, and I am missing a lot of school time because, well, I've been sick and all.
So you are pretty restricted?
Yeah, I would be, because I can't do any PE classes or anything either.
And even this morning, you've spent the whole morning in Letterkenny Hospital. That's quite a trek.
Yeah, well, I'd go up to Letterkenny probably every Monday or every Tuesday to get bloods done, and that would be probably missing a day of school. So I'm just falling behind in some work. Well, I'd get about 3 or 4 attacks a year, and I'd be in for hospital for about a week or a week and a half with each attack. I can't hold up my head, I'm just absolutely drained. Even going to the shower or something, I would have to sleep for the rest of the day. I would have no energy. And it would come with a virus, I'd be vomiting and...
Now, what did you think when you were told there was a drug that could control your illness?
Well, I was happy to hear that there was something out there that could help me, but when I heard the HSE won't fund it, it was a bit of a blow to me. It wasn't very good to hear that someone wouldn't give me something to help my life when I'd been so restricted and changed by this whole thing. It was disappointing,
What are you hoping for the future?
Well, I'd hope to get the drug, in fairness, but I don't know what else I could... There's no other option, really. I just have to either live on with this bad quality of life, really, or else get the drug and live happier, anyways.
Maeve, if you don't get the drug, what do you think your life will be like?
Well, I don't really know. I just have to take it every day as it comes, but it seems to be getting worse as time goes on. At the start, I wasn't getting as sick as much, but now, as I'm getting older, everything seems to be kind of getting worse and worse, and I'm in hospital a lot more and for a lot longer.
Maeve McGill there, Valerie, she sounds very positive, but it's clearly a huge, huge challenge for her. And it must have been a big shock as well for the family to realise, on the one hand, the good news, there's a drug, the bad news, not getting it.
Pat and Teresa were absolutely shocked, and this was their reaction.
We think it's unfair that the HSE are depriving me of a lifestyle. Like, she is sick. We don't know. We're constantly on tenterhooks every time she goes to school in the morning, whether she's going to come home that evening or she's going to end up in hospital. And her lifestyle is completely controlled by the fact that she can't get the drug. She has her whole life in front of her, and we feel that she deserves to live a normal life.
I was absolutely saddened and devastated that to think that there was a cure for Maeve and that we couldn't avail of it, and that there was 10 people already in the country on the drug. So it was very devastating to think that one child in the country could not avail of this drug due to cost.
Now, what have you done about it?
I've written to my local TDs and they all come back with the same story, all about cost effectiveness.
It was raised in the Dáil as well by Deputy Pearse Doherty.
And same old story, all to do with cost. It's all to do with the cost of the drug. And I feel it's so unfair that one child in the country that cannot avail of this drug, and seven others as well, maybe adults that need it as well.
So they're clearly racking their brains, Valerie. Like, there's no way the family's own resources could reach that. It's over 400,000 a year. So, but they have been working on a possible plan.
Yeah, this is Plan B, and it's pretty drastic. They're talking about selling up the farm and moving to live in the UK so that Maeve can get the treatment.
Plan B that we'd have is that the NHS is supplying the drug in the UK, and if it comes to that we can't get the drug here, we are going to have to sell up and move to the UK. But this is something we don't want to do. We don't think we should have to do it for a start off. We have a small farm here in Ardra. It's been in the family for generations and generations. I don't know how far back. You know, it goes back to the 1800s. But at the end of the day, if we have to do it, we have to do it. But we feel it's unfair for the sake of... It's unfair on the whole family then. Not alone is this thing affecting Maeve, it's affecting Teresa and myself and the other children. The home has to be kind of... Well, I suppose the family would be partly broken up with this if you had to move to the UK. Teresa and myself haven't ever lived outside Ireland. We actually haven't lived outside Donegal. And for us to uproot here now and try and get the farm sold, especially at this time, prices of land and thing hasn't risen in Donegal. I know in Dublin they've been an improvement. And how long it takes us to get that and move to the UK and set up home, and Maeve being sick in the middle of the whole thing.
But you reckon Maeve's health is the most important thing here?
Oh, by far. Maeve's health is by far the most important thing. And it is hard watching Maeve being really sick and knowing that there is a drug out there that can help her. And we do realise that the drug is expensive. But I think that the HSE and this drug company really need to get their heads together and sort out the cost on it.
So that's Pat there, and Pat McGill, and talking about a very drastic option that they're going to look at. And if they do go to the UK, she will get it there. Is that the idea?
Well, I've spoken to people in the NHS this morning, and of course they always say it depends on individual cases. But in general, if an Irish person takes up residency and is established there, then they would be eligible for the drugs. So Pat's plan B, drastic as it is, could work for Maeve.
So what, Valerie, then, is the HSE saying about all of this and the drug company indeed?
Well, very similar to last week, Sean, the expense of it all. But they did confirm that they actually met with Alexion, the manufacturers of Eculizumab, or Solaris, which is the trade name, and they met yesterday. Now, they say they're still pursuing a reduction in price to reasonable levels so that Irish patients can get the benefit of this treatment. They said it is regrettable that to date the manufacturer has not been inclined to provide Eculizumab at a more sustainable and reasonable price to the HSE and thus to Irish patients.
In fact, Valerie, when Leo Varadkar, the minister, was here last Friday, I raised it with him, and he did allude to the fact. He said, look, it's not for him to negotiate as the HSE, but he had alluded to the fact to think that there's a 17.5% price differential between here and Northern Ireland for this drug.
Yeah, now I investigated that, Sean, and I understand the cost is the same here as in the UK. Now, it is a very, very expensive drug, probably the most expensive drug in the world, and that is accounted for by the fact there's so few sufferers worldwide. So if you go and invent a drug for flu, you've got millions of people to take it, but this disease is very, very rare. And they tell me that $1 billion £1 million was invested in the drug before actually bringing it to market. Also, Alexion, the company that made the drug, they funded the first four patients to be diagnosed in Ireland, and then the HSE paid for the next six. These patients are still on the drug, so some people here are getting it.
And it continues to be raised in the Dáil and indeed the Seanad as well?
Three times in the last week, in the Seanad by John Whelan and Thomas Byrne, again yesterday in Leaders' Questions by Micheál Martin, and on Tuesday night in the Dáil by Helen McEntee. Now, she spoke on behalf of John Duggan. He's another patient who's been refused the drug. And we're going to listen now to Minister Leo Varadkar's response to Deputy McEntee. She had referred to two sufferers, John and Mary Gorman.
I think it's fair to say that the HSE National Drugs Committee has to come from a slightly different perspective, and that is to have regard to the tens of thousands of other patients who are also in need for services, and of course the millions of taxpayers who fund them. And in that context, a medicine that costs nearly €1 million for two people would be enough to provide a primary care service for an entire town, or certainly a small town. Which of course could improve the health and maybe even save the lives of tens of people. And of course €1 million, as you know, would hire perhaps two consultants and five midwives who through their work on a daily basis could improve and save thousands of lives. And that is the reality of healthcare funding, and that is true for very wealthy countries as well as countries under financial pressure, that resources are limited. And they have to be used in the best interests of as many people as possible.
So that's the Minister explaining it from his standpoint. Now, mention was made, I think, by you, and I think it was Helen McEntee, the Mead East TD, was making representations on behalf of John Duggan. Tell me about him.
John is a young man. He's 33. He's a carpenter. He comes from Drogheda. And he's been suffering from PNH for about 10 years. So he was very young when he got it. And he and his wife, Aileen, have been battling for the drug. John told me how the disease limits his life and what he can do.
Just means going to the hospital every 3 to 4 weeks to get to get my blood levels checked, to get my kidney functions checked, and to get my liver functions checked. And I get a blood transfusion every 6 weeks.
So how is this affecting your normal life?
Well, it's just putting a bit of strain on my work life. I just trying to do things and bored and all that. It's just knocked in the head. I don't do any of that anymore. I wouldn't have the energy, or the breathing would be bad with, especially with only having a blood count of 8. All my organs are pumping quicker, and I'd just be putting too much stress on my heart.
Now, have you been told that this drug would help?
Yeah, this drug called Soliris is the only option that I have to get in any way back to a normal life.
So why aren't you on it?
Because the HSE won't pay for it. They have 10 people on it, but they said the cost of £437,000 is too much for them to be forking out.
And what do you think?
I don't know what to think. I just feel that they're after putting the value on my life, and the value of my life is not worth £437,000. Even though I'm a taxpayer, pay all my taxes, I've worked the whole way through my illness and I'll try to keep up with everything, and that's where they just turn around and say no, that money can be spent on other things in the services, and that the £437,000 is not an option to get for my life.
I think it's a disgrace. He's a human being. He should be entitled to it, be treated for an illness that he has. If he had any other illness, he'd go into a hospital, he'd be treated by it.
What will the consequences be if you don't get that drug?
The consequences of not getting the drug could end up in having clotting, which would be unthinkable for that to happen to me, or to have a heart attack or kidney failure. But the main thing they're really, really concerned about is clotting. The way the health minister brought it up was that the £437,000 or the €1 million, as he put it, for myself and Mary Gorman to get the drug would keep services going in a village for maybe a year. Basically, he said it's too much money to be spending on two people.
Now, you've taken some drastic measures. What did you do to the car?
We have the car wrapped and putting my face on it, and a big sign saying the HSE are after putting the price on my life.
So that's John Duggan there, campaigning strongly for this drug, and with his wife Aileen. Valerie, you have a brief extract, I think, from a letter that was it his consultant wrote?
Yes, his consultant, Dr. Philip Murphy. He's the consultant haematologist in Beaumont Hospital. And it's very interesting, Sean, because he brings up the issue of ethics here. And he says, I believe there is a very strong moral, ethical argument that the HSE should agree to fund your medical condition, the therapy for your condition. And he also mentions that there would be huge savings made in the future because of all the other treatments he's going to need if he doesn't get it.
Valerie, thanks indeed for that report. And if anybody listening is on that drug and wants to tell us about the improvements it's brought to their life, certainly we and Valerie in particular would like to hear from you. Now, coming up, we'll be talking to an author who has got a huge new book deal. He has also given a complete new meaning to the word legend. That's after these.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.